Against the Tide, Finding God in an Age of Science is a new movie the Christian community should know all about. And John Lennox of Oxford is one of the main characters in this movie. Well, not characters, but personalities in the film. We're going to talk right now with one of those people involved in the film. In fact, he was a producer and also did a lot of the camera work for it. The movie, by the way, stars Kevin Sorbo. It's essentially related to Christian apologetics. Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest is Ralph Augstros. Ralph, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jerry. It's been a while.
Sure. All right. Well, this film, tell us all about it. And also, I should mention the website is againstthetide.movie. And I know initially you had a theatrical release, one of the Fathom events type of thing. But there's going to be a shelf life, I'm sure, of this movie beyond it. But tell us about the whole film.
Well, there will be a longer shelf life. It really turned into more of an evergreen project than even we had anticipated. But the idea was for it to be a theatrical production that many people around the world would see. Unfortunately, the pandemic threw a little bit of a monkey wrench into those works. But nevertheless, we're very pleased and frankly overwhelmed by the response that we've gotten both theatrically and in anticipation of what may come next. So, I mean, the film really came about as a result of a relationship that we developed with John Lennox some years ago. I've been involved in organizing some conferences in different parts of the country on the relationship between science and faith and how the two are really complementary and not adversarial at all. And anyone who is familiar with that field knows that John Lennox is probably one of the best-known poster boys of that movement. He's a now the emeritus professor of mathematics at Oxford University, but also a lifelong apologist and a theologian, sort of as a sideline. But several years ago, he gained a particular level of notoriety via some of the famous debates that he had with some of the better known atheists, such as Richard Dawkins, Christopher Hitchens, Peter Singer, Michael Shermer. He really established himself by holding his own and then some against these famous atheists, and suddenly was invited to lecture in different parts of the world on this topic. So he became very well known, and we thought, well, we should probably do something together with him in order to help bring that message forth and have it heard and seen by more people. So as a result of that relationship and my background in the film and television world, we agreed that we would put together a documentary that covered partly his life, partly his life's work and mission, not only in mathematics and lecturing on that field in different parts of the world, but especially his interest and work in the field of apologetics. So we followed him with our own cameras to record many of the encounters that he had in the last 5 years or so while gathering archival footage that we assembled and put together and ultimately cut a film that's just short of 2 hours that is really very interesting. It's a look at this fascinating man and his work and his mission and the work that the Lord has called him to do and got us to this point where we have a feature film. So that's sort of the Cliff's Notes version, Jerry.
Sure. And this was shot in Israel, I understand, parts of it. Great Britain. I imagine some in America. Anywhere else? I mean, that's fantastic.
Yeah, well, you know, it's an interesting question because the stuff that we shot specifically for the film, we shot primarily in the United States, in the UK, and in Israel. But John has lectured in so many parts of the world, in so many colleges and universities, and on television programs, and just the most imaginable and unimaginable venues and settings, that it took almost that entire time just to gather all of the archival footage that we then combined with the footage and interviews that we shot ourselves in order to put together this cohesive film.
And Kevin Sorbo, who was Hercules, he was more famous, I think, in the Christian community for The God's Not Dead and Let There Be Light and some movies like that. What role does he play in this?
Well, he plays himself. You know, it's interesting because his role in God's Not Dead, which you mentioned, is what led to his involvement in this feature-length documentary.
Oh.
If you remember in God's Not Dead, the student's argument, and it's essentially the plot of the film, turns on the student's presentation to his class, where he uses John Lennox's quotes to turn the argument.
By name?
And sort of that's where the plot turns.
By name? Does he mention John Lennox by name?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's been a while since I saw the movie. I saw it when it first came out a couple times. It was great.
Yeah, no, the character that Kevin plays, Professor Radcliffe, who's an atheist and demands that his class begin the semester by writing God is dead. And the student, the one Christian student, says, no, I can't do that. And Professor Radisson uses, various atheists' quotes to power his argument. And the student says, well, that's all good and fine, but John Lennox, a professor of mathematics at Oxford University, says, and then quotes John Lennox. And so that's where our film takes off. Is it starts from the point where the student using John Lennox and Kevin using atheists have this argument in their movie, and Kevin says, that's how my interest in John Lennox began, and that's where we pick up our story.
Mm. Oh, and you have some things shot at the Eagle and Child Pub, which, by the way, I actually had a meal there one time with our TV crew when we were shooting in Oxford for D. James Kennedy Ministries many, many years ago.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, the Eagle and Child is a unique location where the Inklings met Tolkien and C.S. Lewis. And so that's where Kevin meets John Lennox in our movie.
Cool.
And that's where their journey begins. They begin with a discussion of John Lennox when he attended Cambridge to get his Ph.D., that he actually attended several lectures of C.S. Lewis's. And he recounts the experience of being in Lewis's class and how Lewis piqued his interest in apologetics, Lewis having been an atheist and then becoming a very devout Christian. So it's a great visual place. They actually, the conversation takes place in the Rabbit Room, which is where the Inklings met. So it starts from there and then goes out about Oxford and Cambridge and Israel and the rest of the locations where the film was shot.
That is so cool. I didn't realize that John Lennox had actually studied directly under C.S. Lewis, or, you know, was one of the students among hundreds of others. They have, by the way, as you well know, in that pub, they have pictures of C.S. Lewis and I forgot the names of the other ones besides Tolkien. But anyway, very interesting stuff. That what were the Inklings? The Inklings were about four or five writers, Kevin Williamson, maybe? I don't know. Anyway, they would critique each other's writings, but they were Christian, and that was what was so cool. If people watch the film, what will they get out of it, or what do you hope that they will get out of it?
Well, you know, there's a popular culture misunderstanding that science and faith are mutually exclusive, that you either have to believe in one or the other, and that's completely, you know, inaccurate and very misleading. So what this film does is it illustrates through this famous mathematician's eyes and experiences, John Lennox, it illustrates how really the two are complementary and how the two really don't negate each other or are not mutually exclusive at all. So it serves as a counter to that argument. But also, because it is an apologetic film, it does do well to strengthen the faith and edify the saints, as it were, to have a better understanding of their own faith and how they can defend it in discussions in their everyday lives.
And what was shot in Israel?
Well, the first half of the film is more of a scientific approach where John demonstrates via various arguments and his debates with Dawkins and Hitchens and so forth, sort of the scientific evidence for the existence of God. But then about halfway through the film, John says, well, you know, we really need to complete this story by looking at the historical aspect of this discussion, and that is going to the place where it all began and tracing the footsteps of Jesus and looking at him as a historical figure, and then in the end sort of putting the science and the history together to say, I'm a Christian, I'm a scientist, there's no reason why I can't be both. As a matter of fact, one strengthens the other, mm-hmm. and I'm looking forward to eternity. because I know that it's true. So that's sort of the connection.
Hmm. All right, and it should be pointed out. I mean, just real quickly, the idea that science and religion, or specifically Christianity, are at odds is really crazy in light of the fact that science was born in a Christian milieu. The Royal Society of London is the world's oldest, longest-lasting, still in operation body for the, you know, for studying science. It was born in a Puritan college in the 1660s. Most of the early members were Puritans. It's only with the popularity of Darwinism that there was any kind of view that science and religion were at odds. What can you tell us about John Lennox's own personal journey? Did he in any way, you know, have a period of doubt as far as the Christian faith?
You know, I think that he probably experienced the same doubts that any other Christian would. John was interesting in the sense that he grew up in a very devoutly Christian family, but it was a family that had no radio and no TV because the parents wanted the children to be exposed to literature, to philosophy, not in a very pedantic way, but just to allow them to broaden their horizons and expose them to different thoughts and ideas. And John quotes his father as saying that you know, he wants his children to have a broad view of the world. And John tells in the movie that his father actually gave him some communist writings and manifestos in order for his children to be experienced to that as well. And Christian writings and Christian philosophy were a part of that because the family was Christian. So, you know, John says he entered the academic world with a very diverse view of the world and its various philosophies, and he was always open to the arguments of all sides, but he never heard a single convincing argument of Christianity not being worth believing in or not being true.
Hmm. Very good. How about you personally, as you were working on the film, I'm sure it bolstered your faith.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, my background is a little bit similar to John's in the sense that I grew up in a family of Baptist preachers. So I was around religion all my life and grew up in a Christian church and in a Christian family. But it certainly is because, you know, you hear so many contemporary atheist philosophers and especially scientists, the Lawrence Krausses and the Dawkins and you know, Hitchens wasn't a scientist, but others as
Sam
well.
Sam Harris.
And, you know, they become media darlings. There are even some, you know, educators out there who fancy themselves scientists who have become famous because of that, but really don't have much of a scientific pedigree at all. But because of their impact on the culture, people listen to what they say and take it for the gospel truth, which is absolutely false. So hearing these discussions and being around these people and knowing John Lennox now the way that I do, it certainly strengthened my own understanding of the fact that science and faith are not in any way mutually exclusive and are very much complementary and are different ways of approaching the same arguments and the same evidence, and it's just very fulfilling.
Okay, we have 30 seconds left. AgainstTheTide.movie for more information. Go ahead and say whatever you want to in terms of the further distribution of the film.
Well, we're finishing up the Fathom theatrical events now, and where we go from there, we're deciding over the next few days, but most likely there will be DVDs and Blu-ray discs available. We shot the whole film in beautiful 4K digital video, so it's stunning scenery and a lot of very interesting places throughout the world. So people can keep up with that and get more information on where it'll be available by going to AgainstTheTide.movie, AgainstTheTide.movie. And if you sign up for updates there, we'll keep you informed on where you can get the film as time goes on.
Okay, Ralph, thank you so much for being with us. Ralph Ogstroes, appreciate it.
Jerry, always a pleasure. Blessings to you.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.